Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there.
You're listening to the Mindful Mama Podcast, episode number 309. Today, we're talking about simplifying birthday parties. Welcome to the Mindful Mama Podcast, now with over a million downloads. Here, it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. At Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields, Mindful Mama Mentor. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I've been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years. I'm the creator of Mindful Parenting, and I'm the author of Raising Good Humans, a mindful guide to breaking the cycle of reactive parenting and raising kind, confident kids. Welcome back to the Mindful Mama Podcast. Dear friend, dear listener, I'm so glad you're here. Yay. So glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. This is kind of an unusual episode for you to jump into, but I'm excited about it because I love simplifying. Like last night, I simplified, I guess, like 8 items out of my closet, and I gave them to my neighbor who happens to have a very similar colors to me and a similar size, and she's psyched. And it makes me feel so good. Like I love when I can simplify and streamline things. It makes me feel really good. But this is about our kids. I'm going to talk a little bit more about simplifying in general and how it relates to parenting in some later episodes. But today I want to share this with you, and it's a kid's birthday party tip. I know. Crazy, right? This is going to be a very short, simple episode, but I love this birthday party tip. It helps us to have like rules of thumb that we can go by that are helpful, and I'm going to tell you why it's so helpful. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here, and this is a mindful parenting mini, little short solo episode where I'm going to teach some of the things that pertain to mindful parenting. So what is this? It's a great kids' birthday party tip for you. Super simple, a rule of thumb. It's just helped me and my family for years. And I'm super excited to share it with you, but I just want to tell you why I'm sharing this, right? So I created Mindful Parenting to bring together mindfulness, skillful communication, and self-compassion. And it teaches you to transform from the inside out, starting with calming your reactivity and learning how to communicate skillfully with your kids. So, you know, you don't have to use threats or punishment. And one of the most important values we have in mindful parenting is simplicity. And it's simplicity because we live in a culture of like too much, so much, and like go, go, go constantly. And our clutter and our busy schedules actually add stress to the lives of both parents and kids, affecting family relationships. And that's one of the big things we talk about is how stress and dealing with our stress response, how that affects our relationships, right? So this is why simplicity is so important to me. And that's why I want to share this tip with you. And it's really interesting. Like during the pandemic, there was a study done that found that 8 out of 10 families actually felt closer because of our reduced schedule, right? Like the lockdown part, pretty amazing. And the truth is that our culture of busy schedules and too much stuff in a cluttered house actually leads to more difficulty, more defiance, and more trouble at home. There was actually a study where they took 72 kids with ADHD and simplified their schedules and environment. And doing this actually lessened those ADHD symptoms in the vast majority of those kids, which was amazing. So your environment matters. When we're in a cluttered place and we have too much to do, it adds a lot of stress to both us and our kids. All right, Hunter, but what does this have to do with birthday parties? You know, we often feel a lot of pressure in our culture to have extravagant birthday parties for our kids. And if that's what you want to do, like, that's wonderful. Go for it. But I want you to also be aware that too much in a birthday party can be overwhelming for kids. If there's too many people, especially with little kids, it can become really overstimulating, overwhelming. And little kids really don't need a big, extravagant event. It's too much for them. It's really more for the parents than the kids. And so I found this tip very useful. My family has used it for years. So we invite the number of kids for the age your child is turning. If you have a child who's turning 2, you might just invite 2 friends. That might be enough for 2-year-olds, right? Because 2-year-olds are kind of like they're in their own little worlds anyway. They're not playing with each other a lot as more as like playing side by side. You know, if you have a 3-year-old, you might invite 3 friends, 4-year-old, 4 friends, etc. So this rule was very useful because then, you know, when my daughters were turning 7, they said, oh, I can invite 7 friends this year. And we'd pick out those 7 friends. And you don't have to stick to this religiously, but if you've been wanting a reason to simplify, I want you to know that too many people, too much clutter, and too much stuff leads to more stress and difficulty for both parents and kids. And I'm giving you permission to simplify it and encouragement to simplify it because it'll just make it a lot easier for you, a lot easier for your kids too. When you use this rule of the number of guests per age your child is turning, it reduces a lot of stress. And it's really an easy rule for kids to understand too. So that's it. That's all this episode is about. Just want to share this little tip with you. And I want to know if it's helpful. Do you feel pressured to have a big extravagant party for your kids? Is this helpful? Let me know. You know, tag me. I'm at Mindful Mama Mentor on Instagram. Go to Mindful Mama Mentor. Join the Facebook group. Let me know. And does it help to tell the friends and family, no, we're just going by this rule? All right. Well, that's it for your Mindful Parenting Mini this week. Short and simple. I hope it's helped you. I hope you're going to have a beautiful week. I hope that you're going to have peace and joy and lots of hugs and snuggles and kisses and all those wonderful things in your week. And I'm wishing you all the best. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
So I think prior to mindful parenting, I'd definitely say I was very reactive with my children. As much as any parent doesn't want to admit this, I would yell at them and then I would feel really guilty afterward. I think that's where I really felt like I needed some help. I really see an ongoing change. It's been a really positive influence in our lives. Since I took the course, I've still been able to implement things that I learned through it. Even though you're training and you're learning and you're studying through the 8 weeks, we're still able to retain that information and then utilize it. I'd say definitely do it. It's really helpful. It will change your relationship with your kids for the better. It will help you communicate better. I'd say communicate better as a person, as a wife, as a spouse. It's been really a positive influence in our lives. So definitely do it.
I'd say definitely do it. It's so worth it. The money really is inconsequential when you get so much benefit from being a better parent to your children and feeling like you're connecting more with them and not feeling like you're yelling all the time or you're like, why isn't things working? I would say definitely do it. It's so, so worth it. It'll change you.
No matter what age someone's child is, it's a great opportunity for personal growth and it's a great investment in someone's family. I'm very thankful I had this.
You can continue in your old habits that aren't working, or you can learn some new tools and gain some perspective to shift everything in your parenting.
Are you frustrated by parenting? Do you listen to the experts and try all the tips and strategies, but you're just not seeing the results that you want? Or are you lost as to where to start? Does it all seem so overwhelming with too much to learn? Are you yearning for a community of people who get it, who also don't want to threaten and punish to create cooperation? Hi, I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and if you answered yes to any of these questions, I want you to seriously consider the Mindful Parenting membership. You'll be joining hundreds of members who have discovered the path of mindful parenting and now have confidence and clarity in their parenting. this isn't just another parenting class. This is an opportunity to really discover your unique, lasting relationship, not only with your children, but with yourself. It will translate into lasting, connected relationships, not only with your children, but your partner too. Let me change your life. Go to mindfulparentingcourse.com to add your name to the waitlist, so you will be the first to be notified when I open the membership for enrollment. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. mindfulparentingcourse.com.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us